Hello and welcome to Filling in the Blanks, a movie review podcast with my father. I'm your host, Em, and I'm joined with my dad. Dad, say hi.
Hi.
That's
very high.
Very delayed response. Okay. So we are doing another very special episode where we give our Oscar predictions. We did this last year, but we're doing it again, so it's still very special. This is for the 95th Academy Awards. So,
what?
95th Academy Awards? That's what we're doing? The predictions?
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. This is going to be a pretty relaxed episode. I don't really have that much of a script. We're just going to go through the categories and make some guesses, some predictions. I have seen, I did better than last year with the amount of movies I've watched, but I think I'm still going to be guessing for a couple of these. How about you? Do you feel pretty confident, Ned?
I'm very confident.
You're just a confident guy.
I haven't seen any of the movies, but I am confident.
You absolutely have. We reviewed some for our podcast.
So, excellent.
Yeah. So I asked this last year, but I think that's a good question. What's your prediction strategy going into this?
I just go by my Oscar sense.
It's like a spider sense. Like Spider-Man?
It's like Spidey sense, but for the Oscars.
Yeah. And you know what? Some of us have it, some of us don't. Isn't that right?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a gift. All right, so there's 23 categories total. We're probably not going to do all of them, so let's just talk about which categories we want to do and which categories we don't.
Let's just roll through them.
Okay. I have ballots that I'm filling out for both of us, so we can mark these down. I'll just go from the first one. So, actor in a leading role. The nominees are Austin Butler for Elvis, Colin Farrell for The Banshees of Inisherin, Brendan Fraser for The Whale, Paul Mescal for Aftersun, Bill Nighy for Living. So, Ned, who's going to win this one?
Number three.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think it's a pretty close between whether Austin Butler for Elvis and Brendan Fraser for The Whale, because the Academy does love its biopics, people who play real people. But I think Brendan Fraser is just a little bit more seasoned in Hollywood, so gaining a little bit more respect. So I think he's gonna get this category, so I agree.
Good.
So, actor in supporting role is the next category on here.
All right.
The nominees are Brendan Gleeson, The Banshees of Inisherin, Brian Tyree Henry, Causeway, Judd Hirsch, The Fabelmans, Barry Keoghan, The Banshees of Inisherin, and Kei Hui Kwan, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Who is winning, Ned?
What was the first one?
Brendan Gleeson, Banshees of Inisherin.
Yes, another Brendan is going to win.
All right. I disagree. Well, yeah, I think this award is going to go to Kei Hui Kwan for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Okay. Well, let's just agree to disagree. I'm going to stick with Brendan.
All right. Let's move on. Next category. Actress in a leading role. Okay, the nominees are Kate Blanchett, Tar, Ana de Armas, Blonde, Andrea Riseborough, To Leslie, Michelle Williams, The Fabelmans, and Michelle Yeoh, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Last one.
I think Michelle Yeoh is a really strong contender. She's won, she won the Golden Globe for in this category. Or the equivalent Golden Globe. I think she's really strong, and I'm really in between two, but I went the other direction, and I decided to choose Kate Blanchett for Tar. I think they're pretty neck-to-neck, Kate and Michelle, but I think So we'll see who wins in our predictions.
All right.
All right. Want to go to the next?
I'm ready.
All right. Actress in a supporting role. First up, Angela Bassett, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Hong Chau, okay. The Whale. Carrie Condon, The Banshees of Inisherin. Jamie Lee Curtis, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Stephanie Hsu, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Those are the five nominees.
What was the last one?
Stephanie Hsu, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Who was she in it?
She was Joy, the daughter.
Okay. I think she will win.
That is a bold prediction.
I am. I'm making a bold move here.
I think she's deserving, but I don't think that she's going to get it. I think it's going to go to Angela Bassett for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So next category that we have is animated feature film.
Okay.
So the five movies are Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Marcel the Shell with the Shoes On, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, The Sea Beast, and Turning Red. Those are the five nominees. Ned, who do you think will win?
Number one.
Yeah. I think I have that too. I think it's like, you know, animated feature film is a really tricky category in Oscar history. Academy members have gone on record to say they kind of just vote for whatever their kid, like don't really put a lot of attention. Yeah. So that's why Disney wins this category. So
right.
Most times, because it's an easy choice. But I think that with a name like Guillermo del Toro, who's won Best Director, that name on Pinocchio, which is a beloved story, and as a stop motion, I think it has a more sophisticated tone to it mm-hmm. when this category often is looked at as for children. So I think that, right. Which is wrong. It's not. Animated movies should be valued as art. I think that it's a pretty clear winner for this category.
I agree.
Next category that we have is cinematography. So okay. The five nominees are All Quiet on the Western Front, Bardo, False Chronicle of a Handful of Truths, Elvis, Empire of Light, and Tar. Those are the five films up.
Number one.
Have you seen All Quiet on the Western Front?
Yes. Watched it last night.
Oh, nice. Did you fall asleep during it?
Nope.
Was it good?
It's a hard, you know, it's a hard to watch movie. It's pretty intense, but yeah, I liked it.
All right. Well, I agree with you. I put All Quiet on the Western Front as well. War movies, you know, they do great. All right. How you feeling? Ready to?
Oh, yeah.
Want to continue?
Let's do another.
All right. Costume design. The five movies up for costume design are Babylon, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Elvis, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris.
Well, I don't know that last movie at all. I think it's going to be, I haven't seen, but I think it's going to be number one.
You think Babylon. Babylon.
I think that's going to be one of the few Oscars it'll get.
Yeah, this is another category that was just like, I think it's between two. And I think Babylon's a really strong choice. I think there's another artisan category that it is going to win for. But for costume design, I think Elvis is going to win.
Okay.
Yeah. Creating Elvis.
I didn't see that.
I'm pretty sure you said you saw Elvis, but you fell asleep during it.
I don't think I did.
Well, it's Baz Luhrmann who, you know, did Moulin Rouge, and it's all about extravagance. And I think, again, biopic of it all, you know. Creating iconic Elvis costumes that we know and love. I think right. It's gonna, and recreating the time period. I think that is gonna be a winner for that one. All right. Next up is directing. So five movies for directing are The Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fabelmans, Tar, and Triangle of Sadness. What do you think?
I don't know that last one. What were the first two again?
The Banshees of Inisherin and Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
It's probably going to be Everything at Once. I'd like the other one, the first one to win, but I think it's going to be that one.
Yeah, I think Everything, Everywhere, All at Once will probably take this category.
Good. We agree.
Good. Ready to go into next?
I'm ready.
All right. Next is going to be documentary feature film.
Ooh, it'll be a tough one for me, but okay, let's do it.
Well, you said you wanted to do them. We can skip. We only did like not all of the categories last time. If you don't want to guess on them, we don't have to guess on them.
No, I said, let's do it. And if I have no idea, then we'll just cut this.
Okay. Documentary feature film. All That Breathes. All the Beauty in the Bloodshed, Fire of Love, A House Made of Splinters, and Navalny. Navalny.
N-A-V-A-L-N-Y. It's not that because I don't even know what that word means.
Well, it's a name. I think it's like a name of, the movie is about the assassination of a Russian political figure, I believe.
Oh. Okay.
It's a CNN documentary, I know.
Okay. I still don't think it's that.
I do know what each one is about. Would that help you with your guess? Give you a quick sentence summary. Okay.
Perfect.
All That Breathes is about two brothers in New Delhi that are trying to save a type of bird from being a casualty of the social unrest.
Oh, yeah. I saw that song. It's streaming somewhere right now. Yeah.
That's on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
So the next is All the Beauty and the Bloodshed. Footage of a renowned photographer and activist named Nan Golden.
Okay.
Fire of Love is the one about a couple, a French couple who are volcanologists, and they study
You told me about
active volcanoes. Yeah, and they passed away while observing an active volcano in 1991. A House Made of Splinters is about a group of women run a home for children in war-torn Ukraine.
Yes, I actually saw that. I just remembered. Yes.
Where'd you watch that one?
I think it's streaming. Isn't it streaming somewhere? I don't know.
Let me look it up. No, it's not streaming anywhere.
I'm thinking of something else or similar. All right. I think it's that one.
Yeah, and the last one, I'll just say, the last one is Navalny, which is the name of a Russian name, so I might not be saying it correctly. But it's about the events related to the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and the investigation of his poisoning. And he was poisoned in 2020.
Oh, man, it could be that.
So, but you're going to say A House Made of Splinters is going to win.
I'm going to stay with that.
Yeah. I think that's a strong choice. I haven't seen it. So, I mean, like, the only one I've seen, like, I've watched just Fire of Love, and I thought that was really interesting in terms of it's all made from archive footage that the couple shot while studying active volcanoes. So it's their footage that they created this documentary out of.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna stick with Fire of Love. You're gonna say House Made of Splinters, and then we'll see.
We'll see.
We did decide to remove the short film categories because we don't really know a lot about it, and we didn't want to make purely uneducated guesses. Although a lot of our guesses may or may not be educated. we don't know. We don't have to say that. We don't have to confirm. But
that's true.
We're gonna take that out. Take those out of the running and guess on some other categories instead. Let's move on to film editing. The five movies that are nominated for film editing are The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Tar, and Top Gun: Maverick. Ned, who's going to win?
What was the last one?
Top Gun Maverick.
I think I'm going to give this one to Banshees.
I really like the movie Banshees of Inisherin. I don't know if it's going to win for this category because I think it's up against Everything Everywhere All at Once, which has eclectic editing. There's a lot of power in the editing, and a lot of the film is what it is because of how it was edited. So I think Everything Everywhere All at Once is gonna take this one.
All right.
All right. Do you want to do international feature film?
Oh boy. Would I know any of them at all?
You've definitely seen one of them. All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah, that is a international feature film. The other ones in this category are Argentina, 1985, Close, EO, and The Quiet Girl.
I would only guess All Quiet because that's the only one I've seen.
Also, I think that is a fair guess because I think that is going to win. So I marked that one as the winner. Okay, let's move on. Makeup and hairstyling is the next category. We have, once again, All Quiet on the Western Front, The Batman, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Elvis, and The Whale. Ned?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think it could be Black Panther.
I think this one's going to go to Elvis.
That was my second choice. I was a little torn.
This type of makeup, in terms of biopic, making someone look like somebody else, has won this category a couple times. It's not always the eccentric makeup, but it's like the real subtle stuff that can take. And there's other things in this category that are subtle. I think The Whale is also really strong. Another movie where they put an actor in a fat suit. You know, it's popular. Next one. It's going to be original score. So the five movies are All Quiet on the Western Front, Babylon, The Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and The Fabelmans.
Oy, God.
Yeah, this one's interesting.
You go first on this one.
Well, I'm in between two. In terms of score standouts, All Quiet on the Western Front and Babylon. You know, Babylon, Justin Hurwitz, La La Land, Whiplash. So I think he's a strong contender, but I think All Quiet on the Western Front actually stands a chance on this one. So I'm going to say All Quiet on the Western Front.
Did you hear that at all?
Again, I've heard bits of it. Like, I've seen bits of this movie, and I've heard bits of the movie. This is, like, a guess based off of, like, other people's reactions to the films that I do know about.
Yeah, one of the first things I noticed when I started watching that was the score. That's what stood out to me more than anything. So that
you're gonna say All Quiet on the Western Front too?
Yes.
I think Babylon is also strong for this, but I think All Quiet on the Western Front. Next category is original song. Five songs are Applause from Tell It Like a Woman, Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick, Lift Me Up from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Natu Natu from RRR, This Is a Life from Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I don't know any of them.
I mean, you've seen two of these movies.
I think it's going to be Everything Everywhere All at Once.
All right. That's a good choice.
All right. What do you think?
I think this one is going to go to Natu Natu, RRR, which is an Indian film.
Oh, see, I don't know anything about that at all.
I haven't watched the movie. It's a long movie. It's an Indian movie, but it is played in select theaters. I just haven't had the opportunity to see it. But the one thing that I have seen is a scene from it, which is this dance sequence of Natu Natu. And it has the most insane choreography, and it just had a lot of colors and joy, and the song really made it shine. So I think that this is gonna win. All right, so next is production design. All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar The Way of Water, Babylon, Elvis, and The Fabelmans. Who do you think will win?
I think it's gonna be All Quiet again.
That is a
I
good...
didn't see the other movies, but it was, you know, the production was, the design was phenomenal.
This is another category that I was stuck between two, but this one I went with Babylon. This is 1920s Hollywood. You know, I think you said Babylon was going to win costume design. I said I think it's going to win another artisan category, which is production design. All right, next one is sound. The nominees are All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar The Way of Water, The Batman, Elvis, and Top Gun Maverick. And I think
that'll go to Top Gun.
You think Top Gun?
I think Top Gun.
I think that is going to go to All Quiet on the Western Front, creating the atmosphere of a war movie.
Right.
A lot of that's done through sound.
Yeah.
So next is visual effects. All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of Water, The Batman, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Top Gun Maverick. I'd be surprised if we don't say the same thing on this.
Top Gun again, maybe.
You think Top Gun?
I'm thinking Top Gun.
I said I'd be surprised if we say this. Don't say the same thing, but cross that out because we're saying different things. I think it's this is Avatar, Way of Water, in terms of visual effects.
I'm just thinking that they're going to snub him and that his film won't get anything.
I don't think that Avatar is going to win a lot of awards, but I think that visual effects, because the movie employs like thousands of people to do the visual effects.
Right, right.
The Avatar movies, whether you like them, whether you hate them, it pushes visual boundaries with its effects. All right, so you say Top Gun, I say Avatar.
Yeah.
Next one, adapted screenplay. All Quiet on the Western Front, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, Living, Top Gun Maverick, and Woman Talking.
You go first.
I think All Quiet on the Western Front.
Ooh.
Beloved thing being adapted.
Yeah.
I just don't really see anything else taking this category. Maybe Woman Talking, but
me either. And I don't know of some of them. So again, I'm just voting with what I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to get inside the mind of the Academy members, you know?
Yeah, I have to agree.
All right. Original screenplay. This one, you might be able to make more of a guess, but we'll see. Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fablemans, Tar, and Triangle of Sadness.
I think it's going to be Everything Everywhere.
I think that's a really good guess. And actually, that is what I also have circled here. But I'm just like wondering if Banshees will win. Because I think if it's like anything, if that movie gets any awards, it would be screenplay. Martin McDonagh, who I think won an Oscar before.
Well, yeah. It should get a lot of stuff because it was an amazing mm-hmm. movie. But, you know, it won't, so.
It did do really well at the BAFTAs, British Academy.
At the what?
The BAFTA Film Awards, the British Academy.
Oh, the British, okay, yeah.
But yeah, like, McDonagh, he's won an Academy Award for a short film, and he received 6 other nominations. So, I don't know. I agree with Everything Everywhere All at Once winning, but I also am, like, questioning if I think Banshees of Inisherin could take this. You know, I'll be controversial and I'll switch. I'll change it so I'll be Banshees of Inisherin. And then you'll have Everything Everywhere okay. All at Once, which, you know, shake it up a bit.
Yeah.
All right. So we're at the last one.
Yeah. It's like the other ones is a coin flip
yeah,
to me.
Yeah. We're getting down to the biggest one, Best Picture. So let's do that all one. Right. It's the final one. Best Picture.
How many are up for it?
10.
Jeez.
Most categories have 5.
You may have to repeat this more than once.
Yeah. All Quiet on the Western Front. Avatar, The Way of Water. Banshees of Inisherin. Elvis. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. The Fablemans. Tar. Top Gun Maverick. Triangle of Sadness. And Woman Talking. Would you like me to repeat?
I am going to give this to Banshees.
You're going to give Best Pictures to Banshees of Inisherin?
Yeah, believe it or not, this is a real long shot.
Yeah, I also really enjoyed Banshees of Inisherin, and I think it's a good choice in terms of a general movie. I will say I have watched only, this is very sad, I've only seen 3 of these movies. I will try to watch 2 more before the awards. Because Elvis and Tar are streaming. Yeah, I've seen Top Gun Maverick, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Banshees. But yeah, I think Best Picture, I think this one's going to go to... This is a switch up of our last category. I think this one is going to go to Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay.
Another good movie. This recording will probably come out before a recording that we did of that one. So look out for that one coming. I just haven't had time to edit it yet. And we do talk okay. about it being Oscar nominated. So we're just going to... Ignore that. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, I think Everything Everywhere All at Once is a really strong contender. Banshees of Inisherin, I think, is a great movie. I'm trying to think of what else could win. I haven't seen The Fabelmans, but it's essentially Steven Spielberg's love letter to cinema. For a moment, I thought that was a good one. That's not streaming anywhere, but I'd like to see it. All Quiet on the Western Front also could be a contender, but I think it's going to just win international feature film. I'm going to say Everything Everywhere All at Once.
All right.
All right. So we went through all of them, minus the short films. That was a lot, but it was fun.
Yep, it was fun. When are we going to start?
The Oscars are March 12th, 2023. Hopefully I'm going to release this the week of, or they can listen to it after and see how wrong we are or right we are. We actually got every single one. Isn't that crazy?
Probably wrong.
Don't speak so negatively. We were right about every single one. Em and Ned are geniuses. Come on, put that energy into the universe.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
How's it working?
What my therapist says, positive self-talk.
I'm a winner.
Yeah. And you did so good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty high.
Yeah. Well, now you can reward yourself with a little nap on the couch.
All right. Sounds fun.
Well, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Not even a little bit.
Well, let's end the episode here. Goodbye, everyone.
Good night.
Okay, good night, I guess.